O ye sock drawer slobs, O ye housework humiliated, give thanks. Help is at hand, and you can find it by computer. Another excuse to go online instead of vacuuming. Assuming you can find your computer under all that clutter, Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to explain how to clean up this mess.
Marla Silly is the creator of www.flylady.net. It's named for her hobby, fly fishing.
Well, the first thing I want to say to you is you're not alone. I believe that about 80% of the country is caught up in this clutter, and it just takes over our lives.
Her website aims to pull you out of your sloth and into a neater, calmer, more organized life. Over 170,000 people subscribe to Fly Lady's daily emailings. She knows that the root of our, unneatness comes down to two things. One,
we have too much stuff.
And two,
we don't think we have time to clean like our mamas did. And I teach you a whole different way of doing it.
Hey, maybe Freud was right. Maybe it all does go back to our mothers. But instead of worrying that we can't meet mom's standards, Marla Silly says we should try something else. Spend 15 minutes a day in some part of your house that needs straightening. Use a timer and stop when time's up. She says we got into this mess, literally and figuratively, because we keep putting off cleaning up.
When we let things pile up, they become overwhelming, and then that's when we think it's going to take forever to do it. But 15 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute can make a big difference in the way a bathroom looks if you will stay on top of it.
Using Silly's system, picking up after yourself as you go along makes crisis cleanups unnecessary. Take her bathroom. Silly says she wipes out the tub after each bath, returns her makeup to her bathroom drawers, and swishes a nearby brush in her toilet every day. As a result,
the President of the United States could walk into my bathroom right now, and I would not be the least bit embarrassed. He could even lift up the toilet seat, believe it or not.
Distracted, perhaps, with rebuilding Iraq, Mr. Bush hasn't taken up the offer, so far. But Marla Silly wouldn't be stressed if he did, and that's just her point. Silly says living in chaos is stressful. For her, chaos is an acronym for Can't Have Anyone Over Syndrome. What you want, she says, is a house that's company ready, so you, not your unrecycled newspapers, make the decision as to whether or not you can have guests. To go from shambles to showcase, Silly tells her web subscribers, start small. Empty out the kitchen sink and wipe it down till it shines. It's infectious. The shiny sink makes you declutter your counters. The clear counters nudge you to put the pots and pans on top of the stove away, and so on. Eventually, Silly promises that we'll end up with a clean house, and that leads to something else.
More peace, and that's what I want you to have. That's what I found by taking the steps to take control of myself and my life and my home. I found more peace.
So, are you ready? Got a timer? A sponge? 15 minutes? Peace is at hand. Start scrubbing.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, who's here for a scrub down in the studio. Karen, seems like the Fly Lady has got a lot to offer.
She does. And you know what? She is just she's sort of the forefront of this new movement to get baby boomers sort of organized and together. In the last, 6 months, there have been a slew of articles in all the women's magazines about how to organize yourself. And I just found...
Men's magazines, too, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's universal. And I just found a new television show that has debuted on the Learning Channel called Clean Sweep, and they aim to do for your messy house what Queer Eye for the Straight Guy does for your disheveled spouse. They appear on your doorstep and say, Alex, we are going to put your home in order.
We're going to fix it all for you. How is it that our parents did this so effortlessly?
That's an interesting question, and my mother asks it all the time, and I don't have an answer for her.
Thank you, Karen. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.